Blog Talk Radio.
Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Welcome to today's program. I am an active tarot reader in Los Angeles, and by active, I mean that I am out in the world. I do readings for individuals at various stores and locations, and I teach. I do workshops. I do a radio show. I as a host and as a guest on occasions. Video blogs. It's a very pertinent part of my life, and I love it. It puts me out into the world in a form of being able to, give advice, for people who are looking for it, but also to learn about life and people. And, it's not just a one-way street where, people are just coming to me to look for, see what the cards say. It's one where I'm also learning a great deal about life, and I'm always humbled by the experiences that life will send my way. It's like this week, has just been a real experience of deeper understanding, knowledge, being able to see myself in a way that it's like I can see where I need work. I am a work in progress as well as everyone else on the planet. So I think that is it's humbling, I think I'm up to the challenge of being able to be better. But my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, that has my Om Chant CDs and also my tarot reading schedule. What do I have cooking? I've got something cooking. I know I have a Wizard plus Tarot plus Teepee that's going to be coming up August 23rd. And that is something that I really look forward to. The theme of that will be healing and rejuvenation. And, I look forward to it for many reasons. I mean, it's a chance for me to work with other individuals. It's a group, but I see individuals there in a group setting. The readings are towards specific people, but certainly our journey can mirror others, where we're at in our journey, if we're looking to overcome some fears. It's like that's a universal dilemma, right? Or opportunity, however you want to see it. If you want to see it as just like, obstacles or challenges, or, it's like how we frame things can be important, because it's about how we sustain our energy. If we see things as obstacles, like, You know, if we see the universe like is always throwing stuff in our way because it wants to keep us from getting what we want, you know, that mindset can keep us from getting what we want. And if we, you know, look at things as challenges to make us stronger along the way, you know, that's a way of looking at it too. That it isn't as you know, maybe personal, we don't feel like the universe or God or the fates are looking to hold us back. And you know, if we are so blessed to have an idea of who it is that we are in the world, of what we need to do, what we need to be doing, then we can certainly support ourselves with a mindset that allows for this purpose to open up and to fulfill itself. And what did that have to do with the teepee? A lot, I guess. You know, again, it's like, you know, I work as a facilitator for people to examine their situation, you know, to be able to talk about it, to have that open space to explore their own life. And that happens certainly in the teepee. And that will be in August, the 23rd, from 7 to 10 p.m. And we're usually accompanied by coyotes and owls and crickets and, you know, all these wonderful nocturnal animals that are in the wilderness. The teepee's on a ranch that's right on the edge of the wilderness, on the hills there, and it's really amazing. Also, my Om chant CDs are on my site, and people use these in yoga studios and for their own meditation journeys and for healing, for self-healing, all these things that people undertake for themselves. So check it out. Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. I think that's it for the moment. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, today's topic, the one of associating music. I know that, you know, anyone who would be listening to this program, you know, they might be a reader or interested in the tarot. And, you know, learning the cards, working with the cards, for me, it's a very important aspect of my life. And, you know, when I was learning them, it was like, it's pretty daunting, you know, because in the deck that I use, and in a lot of decks, there's about 78 cards or so. And, you know, if you learn the card upright, that's a meaning. If you learn it reversed, that's a meaning. I don't really read reversals because I depend on intuition and energy and all to get a reading moving. You know, to tap into someone and to find out, you know, where they're at, and then, you know, who they are in their situation, and what they're becoming with their relationships and all. And I feel that, you know, my background is as an artist, as a musician, as a sensitive individual. You know, it's like I've always had a knack or a natural ability to read people, to know where they're coming from. And, you know, is it infallible? No. I can't read everyone. Some people are very clever in hiding their energy or disguising it. Let's say disguising. I'm fond of the saying that energy does not lie. And people can lie, but energy has a way of coming to the surface, and then being able to tap into that is, that is a gift. But what I was saying was that the people that listen to this show, it's like perhaps there's an interest in how one retains all of the knowledge of the cards. And what I mean by that is just sometimes it's key words, or it's a background with the card that allows for you to just start to get into the flow of the reading. There are readers who will read the cards in such a way that they just kind of skim over them. They're not looking at any of the meanings of the cards. They just like kind of use them as a touchstone. I've known readers who will just kind of start drawing circles on a piece of paper, and then all of a sudden they'll just kind of take off and start writing or speaking. But it's not based on anything in particular with the cards. But I feel that if one becomes in tune and adept at the cards, there's, I don't feel that there's a missed opportunity, or where the cards they have like a false start or whatever. I feel that they have their say in a reading. And for me, it's this triangle where it's the querent, the reader, and the cards. And it's this relationship that can bring about insight for the querent. It's all about the clarity of the querent, the person who is making the query, who's asking the question. And the whole purpose of it is for them to find answers, to see their situation clear enough to where they can do their part to work to resolve a difficult situation, or move through it, to access courage, to see if it's on their shoulders to make the first move, or to be an observer. And the cards have a way of making that known. And again, in the process of just working with the cards, I mean, one can't help but just kind of put their own personal experience and all into, how one remembers what the cards mean, or if there's a again, like an association with any of the cards that allows for a message to be passed along to someone else there. So for this show, this episode, I wanted to I pulled like a few cards just to talk about ones that I have a definite association with. And it doesn't always mean that's what comes up for the reading. It's just it can be helpful, right? When you're doing the reading, and it's like you don't have to pass along the actual song, but maybe there's a meaning there that, again, is the song like triggers that association. As an example, and I've talked about this before on other shows, but the Six of Pentacles for me, it's a card of give and take. And I hear the song, you know, by the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And you know, what's depicted is a person who is giving money to a couple of people who are asking. And you know, sometimes that aspect of give and take can be in the form of you know, you're asking for something that it doesn't seem like you're exactly getting, you know, what it is that you're asking for, but sometimes it's kind of the perfect thing. It ends up being the right thing. There's a history that I have with this card, and it's very kind of odd because, you know, that the aspect of associating it with the Stones song, you know, has been something that's been like for 5 years or so. So since like 2013, 12, 13, something like that. And you know, when we had an election, 2016, and I was asking about the newly elected president, and I was kind of in a state of like, why? Why? This card came up. This card, the Six of Pentacles, came up, and it's in a past show, like around November of 2016. And I talk about it as the sirens pass. I don't know if you can hear that. It's like a siren. It's like, of course. In that show or whatever, you know, it's like masking the question, you know, is what is this about? And this card, you know, you can't always get what you want. Sometimes you get what you need. And so it's a, you know, becomes a tricky card where, you know, it's like, you know, one doesn't always on the surface get what they hoped for, but perhaps time can reveal where, you know, it was just the right thing for the right moment. And you know, it's maybe not a coincidence that that Trump uses that exact Rolling Stone song in his campaign and his public rallies and stuff. Like they close it out with that song. It's an odd song to begin with because it's you know, I think the body of the verses is completely you know, about a miscarriage or something, you know, like something that's like quite disturbing. But the chorus, you know, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need, you know, has a lot of power to it. And so again, I see this card, or when I see it, it helps trigger or remind me of that meaning of where you know, the aspects of give and take. And you know, in the preceding months and year or so, I've seen where, you know, because of that election and all, it's like there have been a lot of people who have activated their own voice, whereas maybe they wouldn't have before, where things would have remained kind of in a status quo, where it's just like you could go about your life in a certain way, but But I felt that there was a shake-up there in a lot of people, and so there was like an activation of one's true beliefs that have come to the fore. And maybe that's part of getting what we need. It's like we didn't seek it out, but it found us. And again, activating one's voice and one's actions to counteract anything that's perceived as a negative situation. So again, that's how I've associated that one. Another card that I've associated that with is the Dark Lord or the Devil card. And the song that comes up, it's kind of funny, but I also have a personal history with it because being a musician, I've been a musician since I was about well, I mean really since I was about five, 4 or 5. I had piano lessons when I was very, very young, and I would play recitals, and I'd play for my parochial school, kindergarten class and first grade class, and but then I dropped it until I was about 16, and then dove back in. And one of my first bands was the Crustaceans, and I was a singer in the band, and we were looking to play in clubs up in Anchorage, Alaska. And all of the clubs, all of the ones where you'd get paid anyway, you would have to play covers. If it was a country bar, then you had to play country covers. If it was like a top 40 bar, you would be playing top 40 covers. That was like in the early 80s, and I wasn't too fond of the music in the early 80s. I've always been a fan of the 60s and early 70s, but mostly the 60s. It was an incredible time for music. And I wanted the band, we kind of wanted to play original music. We wanted to play like just stuff we wanted to play. And our drummer at the time, who I won't mention his name. No, I'm going to mention his name because I had him on like a couple weeks ago, Andy Malm. He was a couple years older, more experienced. He'd played in bands that were playing in bars. And he knew the ropes. He knew that what was expected. And yet, we kind of fought him on that because it was like, just wanting to like create our own reality. So he like threw out some song titles that were kind of top 40. They're doable, right? So it's like stuff like Cocaine, Eric Clapton and Billy Squier's Everybody Wants You, and then the song that I associate with the Devil card, Hold On Loosely by 38 Special. There's a line in that song, that's like, hold on loosely. If you grip too tightly, you're going to lose control. And the Devil card is a card of control. It's about where, if we try to control things too much, they start to become an obsession, and we start to lose our grip. We become obsessed. We become too wound up, And that which we seek to control, it ends up controlling us. And so I kind of chuckle, when I think of it, because I hated the song personally. I thought it was like, not a one that I was in sync with at all. And so it wasn't fun to play, wasn't so fun to sing. And yet it was kind of like, again, kind of that aspect of control too. It's like I wanted to control, all of the or the material where I was in sync with it. But and as it turned out, it's like we never played any bars anyway. It's like we that particular incarnation lost too many bass players, and it the crustaceans became no more. And what evolved from that was a punk band, the Psychedelic Skeletons, and actually we took off from there. It's like, we became like really popular in Anchorage, and it's like there were venues that were open, available to us, not like greatly paying ones, but there are ones that were more in sync with what we were doing. But Hold On Loosely didn't make the cut ever again in that. But the devil card, it's weird. It's weird. There's a couple other cards that I pulled. The Hermit card. I'll hear the song, one is the loneliest number. Because it there's aspects of it where, you it's not that you shut out other people, but you kind of shut them out so that you can get in touch with your own authentic voice, where you don't allow the voice of family and friends and loved ones to take precedence over your own when it comes to kind of life altering decisions. It's like, you want to be in touch with your own voice, and so you pull away long enough to be able to hear yourself think and be able to make, solid decisions for yourself. And so that, again, that song, it will just kind of trigger that. And it's like if someone is sitting across from me and all, and that song comes up, then it is like, my responsibility to tap into that, to open it up, to say, oh, okay, it's like, maybe there's something to it with this person. So, sometimes the songs do get mentioned. The last card that I pulled, and it's been part of my journey this week here, because it's a tough card. It's a the Queen of Swords, and it's a card of where we wrestle with the truth within us, and come to a place where, once we've decided, or once truth has decided itself within us, it's like how we use that sword that the queen yields, how we use that to move forward. Do we cut ties with associations that are not serving us? Whether it's people or situations, how do we change things up? And it can be a real bitch to make those decisions. And so that song, you know, the Bitch Is Back, Elton John, right? It's like, oh, I'll kind of hear that sometimes with this card. And you know, it's a bitch because of the situation of having that sword pointed at you. You know, not so much about, you know, because it's a queen or a woman, right? It's one is placed in a situation where, you know, maybe they're on the side of the sword that's, you know, cutting you out of the situation. So it's a bitch for you to, like, you know, be cut loose like that. So that song, again, associating, like, you know, songs or music with the cards. I wanted to just kind of blindly, you know, go through the deck and see if there's anything that comes up. And I was going to use my phone as an assist if I needed, and then my phone disappeared. So I'm on my own. I don't know, unless any callers want to, like, chime in and and, like, you know, add their voice to the conversation too. I'm just pulling, you know, blindly. It's interesting I should use the word blindly because I pulled the Six of Swords, which is a card that, you know, reminds me of, in this version, the Wizard's Tarot, because it's different in other decks. It's the people in the boat, but this one is like in a fog bank, and it's about where, you know, one is not able to see their surroundings, and they're having to, you know, look past, you know, just trusting their eyes and ears and senses, and trust deeper, trust their spirit, that they know. That they know the way to go. I guess, you know, there's the song Misty that can, I don't know if the how the lyrics they would associate with that, but there's another song too that's like kind of in the, have to think about that. I'll have to think about that because, you know, that not every card will, you know, have a an association of music. You know, sometimes it's like a scene in a movie, and again, it's about how we, you know, just open up to it. How we just open up to it. It's like, there's this great scene in this Chris Walken movie called The Dead Zone, where he is on, he's looking for like clues. He's in a tunnel, and it's kind of like a very, very etheric, misty, and he's walking through this tunnel, and he's looking, and he can't quite put his finger on what he's feeling, what he's sensing. It's not like clear enough, you know. And so he's just like kind of walking through this tunnel, and it's kind of like, you know, that idea with this card. It's like, you know, one can't always see through the mist, but it's important to just kind of keep going, keep going, keep going, and trust that you'll, you know, get to a place where you can start to have some solidity there within your senses, and see some signposts and things that get you going there. And so anything that, again, with that card, the Six of Swords, that allows you to, you know, just keep moving, keep trusting your gut, keep moving forward in that way. And then, you know, once you get out of the fog, then you can start to do that. Oh, God. I just pulled the two of the two of wands. In the Wizard's Tarot, it's a ball of fire, but you know, in the Rider Waite, it's the world, right? And it's a man, and he has the whole world in his hands, right? It's like a very upbeat religious song. The maxim, you know, creating the world in which you wish to inhabit, and allowing for, you know, your own spirit to allow you to be who it is that you it's not just, you know, wanting to be, but it's about like a needing who you need to be too, because it's spirit. It's about, you know, tapping into your purpose, being in sync with that. And if you're to feel fulfilled, it's about, you know, being you know, on the same page with that. And so that song, as you know, because I remember singing it, you know, because I had a religious background when I grew up as a Lutheran, and I don't proclaim to be religious now. I'm more attracted to the spiritual. If Tarot is a religion, then that's, you know, that might be, you know, closer in alignment with what I would associate myself with. But you know, he's got the whole world in his hands, right? And it's like, if you approach it like that, if you approach the world that you are creating, that you are a part of, it's like, who do you want to be in that world? What is your role in that world? And what's stopping you from being that person? What's stopping you? That's a rhetorical question. It's like, you don't have to answer that in particular. Seeing what I'm getting from the Four of Cups, the card that you know, where someone is looking away from a cup that's being kind of handed to them by spirit. You know, sometimes they call that, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence syndrome. Nothing comes to mind with that. We'll let that one sit there. You know, again, not every single card will have. The Three of Cups. Three of Cups. The other card I talked about was a Three Dog Knight song too. But this is kind of more, you know, I think they call it Joy to the World, right? But it's not like the Christmas song. It's like, you know, it's the one that starts off Jeremiah was a bullfrog. You know, joy to the world. You know, where it's a card of thanksgiving, of gratitude, of where, you know, there's a celebration for, you know, one's hard work paying off. And it's not just the hard work of like toiling in a field or whatever to collect one's harvest. It's not just the physical aspects. It's the spiritual, the emotional, those inner aspects where how we cultivate positive feeling, and where we're in a positive place, where we're reaping that abundance as well. Because if one is in a negative space, where one is in a resentful space, where one is envious of others, that's energy, right? And we can have an abundance of that in our lives too. But this is more about cultivating the positive, so that at the end of a period when we recognize the fruits of our either that energy that we put out there, when we're able to bring it in and have the harvest, that's when we really know for ourselves, what it is that we've been putting out there. Another four. This card of the four in the Wizard's Tarot, it has a scene of a couple, and they're dancing on a inner like a ballroom. It's in a kind of a castle-y type of environment, and it reminds me of the that is it 90s, early 90s. It was Disney brought out like a Beauty and the Beast cartoon, and there was this dance scene there. I can hear the music and all, but as I recall, like the moral of that story, as far as this prince, whatever, he was like, it's like a real ass, it's like he was like a spoiled brat. He didn't have like a gratitude within him, and I see this card as one of gratitude, where one sees progress that they're making, they see the relationships that they're building, and takes the time to acknowledge their part, others, throws like a party or a way of acknowledging how one is making progress, and then moves on from there. One does not just stay in a party atmosphere, or it's just like the work continues, right? But that's how I associate with that specific card. So again, it can kind of come pretty quickly, but gratitude and celebration, it's like if you look it up online, it is like oh, there's going to be a wedding and all. It's not always the case. It always depends on the questions that come up. The Ace of Pentacles, I just pulled that card. And there's like a song that's like formulating. And I don't know who it is. It's a kind of a, it's sounding like an early 70s song. It's kind of get you from behind or something. I don't know who that is, but what the how I see this card, it's certainly a card of where success is. There's this opportunity, for you to have this successful moment and to really kind of be on your way. there's this open gate, and that's on the Rider-Waite. I know there's this open gate that is this path that's open, towards this brass ring or this pentacle that's just waiting to be grasped, to be taken. There's nothing stopping you, except there is something stopping you, and that something is you. And I keep hearing he's going to get you, he's going to get you from behind or whatever. But in the Wizard's Tarot, there's a figure that's right at kind of like behind the fence. He's reticent about walking through that open gate, and it becomes this card of where someone will have an opportunity that is right before them to go and get what it is that they want. But there's a stumbling block, and that stumbling block is themselves. And so they need to be aware that they can sabotage themselves, like right when the moment is clear, because of a fear of success, because a fear of of change. And I'll have to look up that song. That's one that I would definitely look up if I had my phone with me. I don't know if it's like an Alice Cooper or where that's coming from. Okay. That's a great one. the sun card. How many sun songs are there out there? There's like a bunch. But the song that comes to me is "Good Day Sunshine" by the Beatles from the Revolver album. "Good Day Sunshine," because it has kind of a bounciness to it. It has a very kind of happy beat to it, and that song is. Or that card is one of giving ourselves permission to be joyful. To take in a song, to take in the music and allow your step to become lighter, as you're going down the path of life. It's like the Beatles have like a number of songs that like "Here Comes the Sun," the "Sun King," some other songs that are very much associated with that. That's funny. I thought I just turned that off. Okay, that's nothing worse. but again, right, to help the process along, right? It's like you're reading, as you're learning the tarot, even the seasoned readers, it's like sometimes a new song will just kind of come in and just kind of pop in. Three of Pentacles. It's interesting. There's been like a bunch of pentacles and threes and stuff like that. I mean, not a lot of cards that are like more down the road. Like the fives and sixes, sevens. The Three of Pentacles. The card of the Trinity. Oh, that just sparked something within me. And that's the song. It's called what's it called? Not Quest. It's a song in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef and the other guy. It'll come to me. They're like standing. It's a standoff, right? The three of them, and it's the Search for Gold or whatever. But it's the woman's voice. That's da 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 da. And it's a. It's a card that has like an individual that has the individual that is in relationship to the sun and the strength cards, which is joy and courage, taking a risk. And I think in the movie, it's like, I think, you know, Clint Eastwood, I think he wins like the day, but I think there's a little bit of trickery on his part, but he's the faster draw. I mean, it's a card of support from the universe, but it's a beautiful song. I think I've used it in a beer commercial recently, but I recommend like checking it out. You know, because it's a Ennio Morricone is the composer of that. For a while, I did composing soundtracks, and not for anything of real import, just a lot of low budget stuff. But I studied with you know by listening to all the masters, everyone from John Williams to Max Steiner and Bernard Herrmann and Jerry Goldsmith and Danny Elfman, and you know, just like these incredible composers. And Ennio Morricone has like an incredible line of, you know, movies and songs, a lot of pop songs that he did back in the 60s. And you know, it's well worth it to go and, you know, listen to his stuff and just say, oh my God, you know, I'm totally familiar with this. Or, you know, whether it's from the Clint Eastwood movies or the Once Upon a Time in America or The Mission or Cinema Paradiso or, you know, just a lot of movies, but his pop stuff is very, like, it's very catchy. It's really great stuff. I want to call it like Quest for Gold or something, but that's not quite right. It's something of gold. And it's that last scene in the graveyard there in The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Mm-hmm. All right. So one more card, it looks like we have time for the Ten of Pentacles. Again, Pentacles. For me, it's a card of family, of community, of finding success in that. I was just hearing that song, you know, like, we are family. We are family. Was that like Sly and the Family Stone or Cool and the Gang or something from the 70s or the 80s? You know, it's a card of investment, of recognition, of one another, of, you know, knowing that success doesn't just rest on our shoulders. You know, that we to keep the energy, the flow of success moving, it's like the recognition of those who are around us, and seeing that you know, everyone's taken care of. Everyone's taken care of. All right, I'm tempted just to pull one more. The magician. The wizard. The pinball wizard. that line from there, you know, about the pinball wizard having a supple wrist. It's like the wrist action, you know. It's like the wizard is looking, or the magician is looking up, right? It's like one hand is reaching up towards heaven, the other is reaching down towards earth. The maxim, as above, so below. As above, so below. And being able to direct that energy, being able to be the conduit. It's funny, you know, because you think of like the Harry Potter wizards and all that, with their wands and all, flicking their wands and their and that wrist action, you know, that does that. And you know, it can be, again, an association, right, where one's hands, the direction that one, you know, puts their hands in to, again, kind of pull from the divine, and you know, like receiving, the hand that receives, and then the hand that gives, right, and being that conduit of that giving and receiving. What's, I guess, kind of weird. I was like, you know, listening to the album Tommy like a week ago or so. You know, it's just I listened to it quite a bit in the 80s, and you know, it's pretty brilliant on Pete Townsend's part, the Who. But it is, it's a, I guess, a story of where, you know, this boy is shut down pretty early in life. He's shut down because he's witnessed a murder, and then there's guilt associated with that, and then you know, he comes back into a place of awareness, you know, but it's a hard journey. It's one where he's abused, and he's like, you know, he's having a it's very, very Saturn like and yet it's one of coming to a place of enlightenment, and you know, I think it's a powerful association with it, and especially with that card, because the wizard or the magician is a card of awareness, you know, that we have the tools to create our life, you know, to definitely go forward in a way that allows for you know, us to put our best foot forward. And you know, I'm one who is of the mindset that we co-create our life, that there are other influences, whether they're larger or smaller around us, but you know, it's like we do our part. And the magician is saying, you know, that our part is one of really doing our best, and again, infusing our material manifestations with spirit, you know, that we think of others, that we look at a larger picture, you know, rather than it just being about personal needs of, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, me, 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 I want, I want, I want, you know, it's like, have some decency, man, you know, have some, like a spiritual goal that's attached to your wants. All right. So thank you for listening today, and many blessings. I've got class later there at the Vortex in Moorpark, tarot class, and we're going to do some fun experiments there too, exercises, and many blessings. Go to my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and go check out my tarot reading schedule and my Om Chant CDs. Many blessings. We will be back next week.